Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here to talk about the Alaska Literary Festival. Welcome Katrina Wolford, owner of the store at the APK, and author Emily Wall, author of the book Flame and many other publications. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Katrina, let's start with you. Could you please introduce yourself? Tell us a bit about your store.
Sure. So I own the store at the APK, which is located in the Alaska State Museum building. And Friday is Alaska Day. So normally the museum is not open on Alaska Day, but we decided this year to open it and to sort of celebrate Alaska in words and invite some Alaskan authors to do a little bit of reading, to talk about their work, and then, you know, just have a little bit of a celebration.
Is this the first festival that you've done?
This is the second one.
The second one. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, the lineup looks incredible. Mm-hmm. And one of the features is Emily Wall. So would you please introduce yourself to our listeners and tell us a little bit about you and your work for those who may not know?
Sure, yeah. So my name is Emily Wall. I live on a beach in Douglas, and I'm a professor of English at the University of Alaska Southeast, where I teach creative writing, composition, a little literature. And I write poetry, so my third book of poetry just came out this May. It's a book called Flame, which I'll be reading from on Friday.
Do you want to read a little today?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, great. I'm so glad that you brought a selection. I was hoping that you would. And you also have a role on Tidal Echoes?
I do. So I'm actually the faculty advisor. One of the things that we love about Tidal Echoes is that it's edited by students. So every year, three students edit the journal, and I advise them. So I help them get all the submissions, put the book together, kind of oversee the whole process.
It's an excellent publication.
Thank you.
I'm a fan.
Awesome.
Tell me what you're going to read.
So I'll read a poem from this book. This is a chapbook. It's a short book of poems, and they're all persona poems in the voice of Mary, the mother of Jesus, or Isa in the Islamic tradition. So I will read a poem that's kind of halfway through, and these sort of roughly follow the curve of her life. So this poem is called Wing. Have you ever held a wing in your hand? It would have been broken if you did. Gabriel did not have wings. He came quietly in the dark, and though he shone in pale robes, he was standing as you and I do. I dreamt of him often in the first few weeks. In my dreams, he had wings, but strange, frightening ones. One wing was black, feather tips sharp as blades. One was white, feathery as flower. I don't know what this means. Savta tells me all pregnant women have dreams, but most women haven't met Gabriel. Once I walked along the shore of the sea. There on the pebbly rocks was a whole white wing. I held it in my hand. I smoothed the bent feathers. I am good at taking care of broken things. I think most of us mothers are. We want to tell our children, first, that the world is not a broken place. And later, yes, but we can fix it. And still later, yes, but we don't have to be broken ourselves. And finally, there can be a kind of beauty in brokenness. Perhaps your brokenness will fit in someone else's hand and give that hand important work to do.
Wow, that was excellent.
Thank you.
I was somewhere else for a second. Very cool. Very
Thank
cool.
You.
Do you want to say a little bit more about the story behind that poem?
So this project sort of evolved for me after, in sort of the wake of the Me Too movement. I hear a lot of stories in my office, and I've done a lot of sort of work in social media and the Me Too movement. And I was just really hungry to hear from some powerful women, voices of powerful women. And so I started this project as a three-book series of persona poems. And the idea of persona is wearing a mask, where you allow someone else's persona to be put over your own. And it sometimes gives you deeper access to your own experience because it's not using your own voice. Mary was interesting to me just as a woman who we know not a lot about and who's not allowed to speak in most of the sort of traditional religious venues. And so I wanted to give her voice and hear what she had to say to us.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Wow. Very cool. Well, Emily is just one of the features that will be on the lineup for the Alaska Literary Festival, and that's this Friday, the 18th, 11 to 3 p.m., and it's in the lecture hall. But I wanted to ask you, Katrina, mm-hmm. will all of the books by all the authors on the list be available in the store as well?
Yes.
Excellent. So you can buy the book, and sure. Will anybody be signing their books?
Yeah. The idea is that each speaker will have about a half an hour, and then after they read, they can answer some questions, and then we'll go to the next speaker, and then at the end, we'll have a kind of a group book signing and mingling.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I was just thinking, 11 to 3, I have to work, but no, I don't. It's Alaska Day.
So please join us.
Thank you. Do you want to say more about anyone else on the list? You've got Sarah Asper-Smith, Michaela Goad, other...
Yeah, well, let's just list them all. So we tried to hit several different genres. Sarah Asper-Smith is a Junoite, and she is most well-known for her book, I Would Tuck You In, which is a best-selling children's book, and she has a forthcoming book called You Are Home With Me, which is lovely. So she's going to read from that book.
Michaela, is that like a sequel?
It's not necessarily a sequel, but it's similar.
Okay.
Yeah. Michaela Goad is a local artist and illustrator, and she won the ALA Native American Book Award for a book called Salmon Boy, published by the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. And she has several titles. I'm not exactly sure which one she's going to read from, but we'll have all of her titles there. And Ernestine Hayes, course, we know.
Yes.
She's a retired professor of English at the University of Alaska Southeast. Her most recent book is called The Tao of Raven, so I expect she'll be reading from that. And we just heard from Emily. And then we also have Ryan Tucker Jones, who's actually a professor from the University of Oregon, and he has a forthcoming book called The Secret History of Soviet Whaling, and he's going to speak about that book and speak about Russian whalers in Alaskan waters from the 1920s through the 1970s.
Wow, very interesting. This is a stellar lineup, as we already mentioned. Emily, do you know all these other local authors?
Well, I know Ernestine very well. She's a mentor of mine, and I worked with her for many years and admire her.
Yeah. Are you familiar with the others' works?
I'm not, although I'm excited to have some new stack of reading in front of me.
Yeah, it sounds like it's all these works look beautiful. I'm pretty familiar with most of the authors. The one I'm not familiar with is Ryan Tucker Jones, so that one is going to be interesting. Well, thank you so much for putting this together, and I also have a couple more questions for both of you. Katrina, do you have any new hot publications coming to the store that you're excited to feature?
Oh, always. So the mission with the book selection of the store is, you know, we try to represent the entire state of Alaska, and I'm sort of finicky about Alaska books because I was a bookstore manager for 25 years. So if I don't like it, I don't bring it in because I really want it to speak to the authenticity of the state, regardless of what genre it is. There's some wonderful new books from the University of Washington Press. One is called Shapes of Native Nonfiction. There's a new book on Northwest Coast jewelry that is terrific. I have some books by a Filipino-American author named Peter Bacho. And one of his books, it's a short story collection that speaks to the Filipino experience of coming north to work in the canneries.
Wow.
So, yeah, there's a good variety there, and I try to keep the book selection really fresh.
And I just love the store. It's such a nice space.
Thank you.
Yeah, I always stroll through it when I'm over there. And Emily, are you working on anything new that you want to talk about?
Yeah, so this project that I'm working on is three chapbooks. So last year I was really lucky and got Erasmus and Grant to work on one of the books. And so I'm working on that right now, and it's Persona Poems in the Voice of Georgia O'Keeffe, the painter.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I just got back from a trip to see her house in New Mexico, which was very cool.
That's amazing. Yeah, the museum, the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum in New Mexico is just one of my favorites. Well, that's great. I really look forward to reading that when it's ready. Katrina, Emily, thanks so much for being here today. And again, the Alaska Literary Festival is this Friday, Alaska Day, beginning at 11 a.m. at the APK. I'm so glad you could join us.
Thank you.
Have a great time on Friday.
Thanks.
Thanks so much for joining me today. On tomorrow's show, artists from the Juno Makerspace will highlight mosaic and printmaking classes. Dr. Sanjay Pierre will outline his Friday night Evening at Egan lecture titled Sumatra to Southeast Alaska, What the Journey of a Migratory Seabird Can Teach Us. And visiting comedians from the Native and the Nerd Comedy Tour will preview Thursday night's show. And of course, we'll hear from Juneau Arts and Humanities Council for the weekend's Arts and Entertainment Opportunities on Arts Up. That's tomorrow, live at 3 on KTOO Juneau. I've been your host, Shelley Delaney. Thanks so much for listening. Until tomorrow, have a great Juneau evening.